Could the United States pull out of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, reshaping the global economic landscape? Welcome to the World Daily Brief, your go-to source for the world's most important news. Today is Wednesday, April 23rd, 2025, and here's what you need to know about the potential U.S. withdrawal from these pivotal financial institutions. Let's dive in. The International Monetary Fund and the World Bank are at the center of a brewing storm that could alter global financial stability. As these institutions convene for their spring meetings in Washington, D.C., they're shadowed by speculation surrounding the United States' commitment to its role in these organizations. Project 2025, a Republican policy framework associated with former President Donald Trump, has proposed withdrawing the United States from both the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, branding them as expensive middlemen. This potential withdrawal has raised alarms due to the significant role the United States plays in these bodies. With the largest voting shares, the United States wields considerable influence, often shaping policies that align with its strategic interests. A departure could destabilize these institutions, which rely heavily on U.S. contributions, potentially leading to a liquidity crisis impacting their ability to respond to global financial emergencies. The implications of such a move are profound. Experts warn that a U.S. exit could be a strategic boon for China, which has been expanding its global influence through alternative financial mechanisms. China's institutions, such as the New Development Bank, could become more attractive to countries in need of financial support, further enhancing Beijing's geopolitical leverage. Robert Wade, a professor of political economy at the London School of Economics, notes that the U.S. has long treated the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank as extensions of its own policy apparatus. A withdrawal could significantly diminish U.S. influence and alter global power dynamics. Meanwhile, Konstantin Gurdgiev, an associate professor of finance, warns that without U.S. involvement, these institutions might struggle to maintain their effectiveness, potentially paving the way for a systemic financial crisis. Why does this matter? The International Monetary Fund and the World Bank are cornerstones of the post-Bretton Woods global financial system, supporting trade and economic stability. A U.S. withdrawal could unravel the established order, leading to increased uncertainty and volatility in global markets. For policymakers and business leaders, the key consideration is how to navigate a landscape where traditional alliances and financial safety nets might no longer be reliable. So, what should professionals consider? With the potential realignment of global financial power, businesses should evaluate their exposure to international markets and consider diversifying to mitigate risks associated with geopolitical shifts. Policymakers might need to reassess international cooperation strategies, ensuring they are prepared for a landscape where U.S. influence is waning and new players are emerging. That's it for today's World Daily Brief. The potential U.S. withdrawal from the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank poses significant questions about the future of global financial stability and U.S. influence. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated on global affairs. This is AI Michelle, signing off. Until next time.